It's lunchtime, and a line 50 people deep stretches down the sidewalk in a baseball field near the center of Port Aransas. The ball field is filled with tents, barbecue grills, and tables stacked with canned food. A sign at the entrance says, "Free food, free water, free hugs." Javier Garcia is a volunteer from Padre Island.
We're just doing what we can to feed these guys. Since there's still not many restaurants open, we're just waiting for the businesses to be able to handle the demand.
This is Cowboy Camp David. He says the camp started just after the storm, when a man named David brought in a barbecue pit and a camper and started cooking.
And then volunteers kept coming and the camp grew. It's huge now.
Even a month after Harvey made landfall, people are still coming here to eat. The storm damaged or destroyed about 80% of Port Aransas' 800-some homes. Garcia says many residents' kitchens are inaccessible or out of commission, making the camp a staple in this recovery period. There's at least three barbecue pits going today. Bobby Stevens and his wife came to Port A from San Angelo to help.
And I've been doing demolition on houses every day, and it's slowing down a little bit, so I volunteered to come over here and cook.
He's standing over a flat-top grill with a mound of pulled pork.
It was cooked and donated by a group of individuals called Roughnecks and Rednecks. I don't know where they're from, around here somewhere. They showed up with 300 pounds this morning.
The pork is put into a tray and taken to a serving station where there's already sausage, vegetables, bottled water, and more. Volunteers plate food for people in line.
Would you like a little more sauce or a little less sauce?
Javier Garcia says just about all of this food is donated.
And some other people just gives us $20, $500, a dollar, all amounts, you know, and all that money gets put together. We go to Sam's Club and buy what we need.
The closest Sam's Club is 30 miles away outside Corpus Christi. In line is Corey Johnson from San Antonio. He's here working with a contracting company.
Some people out here don't have homes no more and they got somewhere to eat still. They got clothes to give away. This is a blessing, bro. You know what I mean? And then they're helping us out.
Behind him is Lisa Templeton. Her home was wrecked by Harvey.
I got almost 5.5 feet of water inside the downstairs, and then my ceiling caved in upstairs. So my kids lost everything. Their bedrooms were downstairs.
She's staying at a hotel at the Schlitterbahn Water Park about 18 miles away. She says it's support like this from Camp David that helped keep people going.
I have no words, actually. Thank you just does not seem good enough.
Tears fill her eyes as she grabs a piece of watermelon.
If people think humanity's dead, they need to come take a look at Port A because it's not. It's really alive and it's well here.
A few blocks away is Shell's restaurant. It's an Italian place. It didn't receive much damage, so it was able to operate during certain hours a couple of weeks after the storm. Inside, the night chef takes 10-pound trays of ravioli and plates them in to-go boxes. Heber Stone owns this restaurant with his mother. He says in their first day of providing free food, they made over 300 plates.
We wanted to just touch base with everybody. That was the most important thing to me. Get back to cooking, get our employees back to working, and then feed everybody.
Tourism makes up basically 100% of Port Aransas' economy. More than 5 million visitors come here each year. Shell's is one of the 10 restaurants that's now open. There's about 60 restaurants on the island. Stone says it's determination that will bring Port A back.
You know, the people that are here want to see this town get back to normal.
Months of repair are on the horizon for just about everyone. The Chamber of Commerce says about half the restaurants hope to be back in operation sometime between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Until then, volunteers say they'll try to fill the gaps. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.